Are you a badass photographer looking to create a life that sets your soul on fire? If the answer is hell yes, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Camera Queens podcast, where we talk about showing up, making bank, and finding focus in who the F you are. I'm your host, Belle Vidiglione, here to break the rules, guide you on your rebellious journey toward a lit up life, and celebrate your successful photography business. Let's do this. Hey, welcome to a solo episode of Camera Queens Find Your Focus podcast. I'm Belle Vidiglione and I am answering some of your questions today. Ooh, what is in store for you, you ask? Well, we're just going to dive straight in. So I have a question and it is, where is the best place to start learning photography and a good camera to start with? Oh, I love this question so much. So let's go with the camera. First of all, it's like, how long is a piece of string? It actually doesn't matter whether you go Sony, Olympus, Nikon, Canon. I'm sure there's so many other ones. But it's just a matter of your budget. And also, like, are you doing this as a hobby? Do you want to start a photography business? I would just go into like Camera Electronic. If you're in Perth, go and see the crew down there. They are absolutely amazing. And literally just tell them like what you're going to be using it for, whether you're going to be getting off manual and what your budget is, and they will come up with the best solution. What I will say is don't buy a kit camera and lens. Like, you never want to get a kit lens because those lenses are really shit. So in photography, we call lens glass. So we just say, nope, they're shit. Don't do it. Actually invest in a body and then buy the lens later. Also, a lot of people will ask me what is the best lens, and it just depends on what you're shooting. So if you want to go into shooting family and children, motherhood, newborn, or you just need it for general portraits, like branding photography, then you just need a 50 mil and as wide open aperture as you can. So, you know, whether you go to 1.4, 1.2, even better, that would be like a preferred portrait lens. But if you can just invest in one lens, go with a 24-70, 2.8. That is my absolute favorite lens of all time because it's so versatile. You can shoot wide open. You can, you know, get that closeness as well. So I would say go with a 24-70 if you're really not sure what you're going to be shooting, because you can use that in tight spaces as well as, you know, shooting families or all the things. A lot of other photographers will swear by a 35 or a 24 millimeter. It just depends. There is some distortion though with some of those lenses, so maybe just try it out. And Camera Electronic, shout out to those guys, they do rentals as well, so you can actually rent from them and try before you buy, which is super cool. And where is the best place to start learning photography? Well, what is your learning style? Are you someone that prefers online? Are you someone that prefers group coaching programs or one-on-one? Because a lot of photographers, you can actually slide into their DMs, especially if you like their style of photography, and just say, hey, do you offer mentoring? And can we have a one-on-one either in person or online? And they'll either say yes or no. So I actually love working hands-on. Like, that is for me the best learning experience for me personally. So I'm always going to choose an in-person learning experience over an online platform. But sometimes, you know, you can't access in-person events, especially obviously we had lockdown, and your mentor might be overseas in the States, you know, in the UK. So of course you're going to be, you know, going with online. You know, you can do the whole, let's just YouTube it, let's just Google it. I would start with the exposure triangle. So if you have never shot manual before and you've got a DSLR and you're just like, cool, I have this camera, I have no idea how to use it, we need to start with the exposure triangle. So we need to know the relationship between ISO, shutter speed, and aperture. And basically, once you have mastered that, then you can kind of move on to different, you know, other areas of like whether you, you know, white balance and different lenses and all the things. So the best place to start learning is with however you want to learn, and just Google the photographer that you like, or I know Tim Coulson does a beginner's photography program. That might be something that you could try. Another question I have is, what are the most common things you see photographers struggling with? And I'm going to say this is legit why I started Camera Queens, because it's two things. It's actually not the technical side of photography. It's not really like the posing or the lighting or the, you know, learning the exposure triangle. It's actually what is going on between your two ears. So the thoughts that you are thinking about yourself or about your ability or about what you can achieve or what you can't achieve. It's about the stories that you have and the relationship you have with money. It's about whether you are okay with putting yourself out there on social media. You know, it's all of those things. So mindset for me is one of the biggest things that I see photographers really struggling with. And that is just like a massive can of worms. So in that we have imposter syndrome, comparisonitis, the I'm not good enough, the fear of success, the fear of failure, you know, caring about what other people think, people pleaser. There's so much wrapped up in that, that we would need, you know, a whole year's worth of podcasts to actually dive into that. And I'm so obsessed with how the mind works and the unconscious and the conscious thoughts that we have and how all of that plays into our business. And I mean, that's why I went and studied neurolinguistics programming, NLP, for over 6 months, because it's so important to really catch those programs that are running in the background. So I like to think of the brain and the mind as like, you can see, like, it's like a computer program, right? You know how you've got a computer and there's all of these apps and programs running and updating in the background, and we just see the screen. So it's like we only have like 5% of our mind is like the consciousness. And then the 95% is all of the apps and everything else that's running the show, right? So you've got years, depending on how old you are or young you are, you've got years and years and years of things that people have said to you, that beliefs that you've taken on as your own. You've got evidence that you're not good enough. You've got evidence that everyone else is better than you. You've got evidence that you could never be a photographer because they make no money, or you're not good enough to be a photographer, or, you know, insert whatever story that you've been told. Then you've got your external stuff that we're going around, we're seeing things, we're absorbing information through the media, through people that we know, through people that we don't know, like on social media, through TV, through networking events, all of these external things that are happening. And basically, we will only see what we already believe. We will only see what we already believe. So if we already believe that we're not good enough to be a photographer, we are going, our brain is designed to find evidence of that, right? Because that's our truth. That's the way we see the world. That's the lens that we're viewing the situation through. So our brain is automatically going to delete anything that says we are good enough, right? If a client sends us a beautiful message going, thank you so much for the photos, our brain and we're looking through the lens of I'm not good enough and everyone, you know, is better than me and my clients only booked me because I'm the cheapest or whatever story it is, we're going to think that, oh, thank you so much for the photos. Your brain will be like, but why didn't they say they're amazing? Why haven't they already, you know, given me a review? Why haven't they purchased their whole gallery and they've only chosen the couple of photos that was part of their initial package? See, I told you, you're not good enough. See, your clients don't like you, right? But if we were, say, coming from the lens of, you know, I feel really confident in my ability to take amazing photos. My clients absolutely love and froth over everything that I do. We're going to look at that, thank you so much for the photos from that client, as a job here is done. The client loved the photos. See, you are really good at your job. Well done, like amazing work. Can you see how it is? It's basically we're filtering everything through the lens that we're already, you know, seeing the world through. So that was a really long-winded way of saying basically our mind and all of the things that we think about ourselves is the biggest challenge for photographers. And the second thing is business. So the first thing I would say is work on your mindset, because without that, you're not going to take risks. You're not going to invest in yourself. You're not going to reprogram all of the shitty things, because everyone has it, right? Everyone has all of these things that we think about ourselves. You're not going to have the courage to put yourself out there. You're not going to show up on social media. You're not going to better yourself and surround yourself with people who are, you know, building an incredible business, who are making lots of money. You're going to allow money stories or, you know, from your care providers. Maybe you didn't have a lot of money. Maybe you think that money doesn't grow on trees. Maybe you think that people with money, like money, are arrogant and assholes and, you know, don't do good in the world. So you're going to bring all of that shit into your business. And so if you haven't worked on that bit, there's no point being the best photographer in the world, because no one's going to know you, right? You ain't going to be showing up. And so the other thing I see photographers struggling with is business. Like, do they have a CRM? Do they have an email list? Do they show up on social media? Do they know how to market themselves? Do they know how to price themselves? What is their branding strategy? Do they even know who their ideal client is? Right? Do they even have a business bank account? Because I sure as shit didn't when I was running my business for a few years. I was like, oh, it's just a hobby. I don't need a business bank account. So there's all of these things with business that we just don't know about it. We get into photography because we love it. We love shooting people. You know, it lights us up. It makes us super happy. And then we realize that we need a contract. We need a questionnaire. We need a workflow. We need to know how to magnetize people into our field and have them becoming the best hype humans. What's a lead magnet? You know, and if you don't know what a lead magnet is, go and listen to one of my previous episodes, What the Fuck is a Lead Magnet? And let me know on Instagram whether it helped you. So they would be my biggest things. And I mean, that's why in Camera Queens, that's literally what I talk about. I'm so passionate about creatives having the skills and the tools to overcome everything that's going on in our brain and getting outside of our comfort zone. Because if you are comfortable, you ain't moving. You're going to stay the same. You're going to have the same shitty thoughts. You're going to sit in my poor me. I'm a victim. I'm never going to be good enough. Look at everyone else. Oh, I wish I had the confidence to do X, Y, Z. Oh, they're dancing on social media. I could never do that. You're going to sit in that filth and it's going to fester, right? And so if you're in that right now and you're aware of it, but you just don't know how to move out of it, you know, join Camera Queens. Join, you know, ask someone who's a mindset coach to like you know, do a one-on-one. You might need some reprogramming. We might need to read some self-help books, go to a networking event, like just do something different. Okay, I have another question. Have you seen lots of changes in the industry over the years? So I started my business back in 2011, but I was also shooting weddings. I know, like I never talk about this, but I was shooting weddings on film back in, I don't even know now. It was a long time ago. So early 2000s. Yes, I'm that old. Early 2000s. In the early 2000s. I don't even know how you say that, the noughts. And look, I wasn't part of any online communities. I didn't know anything about business back then. I was just literally throwing shit at the wall and seeing what stuck. And I was in a band. I was playing drums. It was so much fun. I loved it. And I took a lot of band photos as well. So I was just doing everything. Like people would ask me to shoot them and I would be like, yeah, cool, I'll shoot you. So I've been through the analog, like film to digital. I've seen that, but I wasn't part of any online sort of business communities or photography communities to see, you know, who was resisting and who wasn't and all of that. I remember when presets first came out and I was like, what is this sorcery? Like how amazing that I can literally buy something and have a completely different look on the, you know, on the editing that I was getting already. Like I was like, wow, this is amazing. But I heard that a lot of photographers were like, you're not a real photographer if you use a preset. I mean, we would never think of that now, you know, but that was basically what it was like. And I guess for me, I've seen a lot more growth in the photography industry in terms of more photographers teaching and mentoring and running workshops. And I just think, wow, like how amazing to have the confidence to, you know, you basically start your business within 6 to 12 months, you're teaching others how to do the same. And I think, wow, that's amazing. And it's so courageous. You know, it took me so long even to run my first event. So my hats are off to all of the photographers who are just going out there guns blazing and just have the audacity in the best possible way. I love that word audacity. It's a positive word, not a negative, to go out there and just be like, hey, I'm a photographer. I can teach you everything that I know. I might not know everything there is, but you know, I'm passing on the flame sort of thing. So I actually think that's amazing. Other changes, I've seen, you know, the different trends that happen with editing styles and, you know, like the client wardrobe. So back when I was first shooting, it was very much satin and lots of silk and brightly colored maternity, off the shoulder sort of dresses. And lots of tutu and tulle. Do you guys remember that? It was like really big. And there were a lot of newborn photographers, maternity photographers who were shooting with these big tulle and, you know, big dresses. And it was like it was OTT. Loved it, but very OTT. And now I feel like it's very boho, very warm, you know, lots of linen and the whites and the neutrals and all of that. But I feel like we're slowly coming out of that. So it'd be interesting to see what the next trend is, because we've had the, you know, the very brown, very boho look for a really long time. I personally still love it. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like there's a new trend. And I'm going to just put it out there. I actually think the new trend will be to go back to poppy, saturated, bright colors in family photography. So I'm just putting that out there as a bit of a as a bit of a Notre Dame's, what is it, prediction. I was like, what's that word again, prediction? So that's 20 minutes of me chatting to you. I want to hear from you. What do you think has been, you know, a trend in the industry? What do you think people struggle with in the photography industry? And yeah, I would just absolutely love to hear from you. And as you know, Camera Queens is currently open. We close forever on the 30th of April. So this is the last intake that I am doing. There are so many bonuses. Go on the website and have a look. And if you're in Perth, there's 3 workshops that you can have access to absolutely free. So you're going to absolutely froth over that. I mean, it's a no-brainer really, isn't it? And a gift to you is that I'm also giving you all of next year absolutely free. So you'll have access to the members area, which is 4 years worth of content, and also our beautiful Hive community absolutely free. So you can join in the community, join in the fun. Even if you work full time, like, you can catch up on the replays. I've got so many queens who have done this while working full time. And yeah, are you ready to invest in yourself? I'm so excited to see who joins, and slide into my DMs if you have any questions. All right, chat soon. Hey, Camera Queen, thanks for tuning in. I hope this episode got you lit. Let's keep the fire burning, jump online and share your ideas with the Instaverse. Don't forget to tag me at @VelvetyGlioni in your posts and stories so we can continue the conversation. Until next time.